This Smart Start Money podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money podcast, and I am your host, Eric Flynn. Today's show, I'm going to cover a 15-year mortgage versus a 30-year mortgage. Most of the time you'll hear from financial experts that a 15-year mortgage is always better. I'm going to tell you why that may not necessarily be true. Welcome to today's show. There's always the big debate on, is a 15-year or a 30-year mortgage better? And a lot of times you'll hear from a lot of financial experts that will say up and down that a 15-year mortgage is always better. There are reasons to have a 15-year mortgage, but I can tell you that a 30-year mortgage is not always the worst deal. Like many investments that people say are terrible, they simply wouldn't exist if they were terrible for everyone, because no one would get them. That's simply the case. No one would be buying them, right? If they were terrible. So a 15-year versus a 30-year mortgage. And why is it that most financial experts say a 15-year is always better? So I'm going to get into some of that information on the debate between the two. But owning a home, it's a goal for many people. It's the American dream. For many people in America, it can be a great asset in building wealth and becoming financially secure. The majority of home buyers, they need to take out a mortgage to purchase a home. A lot of people tell you, well, cash is the best way to buy a home as well. And that's not always necessarily the case either, depending on what the rates are currently. But it certainly can be. Cash can be a great vehicle to buy a home, especially if it's your primary home, for a lot of reasons. But there's no set in stone, 15 years always better, 30 years worse. There's many choices when it comes to financing a home, but the 15-year and 30-year seem to be two of the most common. And both of them, like I said, have their benefits. A large majority of financial sites like that 15-year, but I'm a big supporter of the 30-year. So why is a 30-year mortgage better? The first reason I'll tell you why is it's quite honestly more realistic. So to me, purchasing a home is better. It's a better choice compared to renting. And there's some listeners are going to say there's a debate to that as well. And I completely agree. But for me, a better choice to renting is buying a home. And there are many arguments for this with the cost of home ownership, from air conditioners to roofs needing to be replaced every so many years. There is a cost to owning a home. And I would almost even go as far as saying, depending on the home area and money put into it during a period of time, may result in not coming out very far ahead when you do buy a home. It's even possible that a home value can depreciate, even though most people that are selling real estate will tell you different. There is real estate that goes down in value. For me, this one is buying a home versus renting. I'm not really going to go on the debate. It's more of a personal reason for me. A lot goes into wanting to buy a home. Now, not everyone can afford to buy a home, but most, in my opinion, should make it a goal. And a 30-year mortgage, realistically, it makes it more attainable for a lot more people. And that's one of the reasons why a 30-year mortgage is often a better option. Because the payments are spread out over longer, so they're not quite as high. You do pay more in finance charges, but you're able to get into and buy a home. The next reason a 30-year is better is the cash flow. And this is one that a lot of financial people don't really talk about. Some do, but there's one in particular I'm thinking about that's on the radio a lot that's always saying a 15-year mortgage is the best deal. And for flexibility of cash flow, it really is not. Now, a 15-year mortgage will almost always have a better interest rate. I'm not going to deny this. But with a 30-year mortgage loan with no prepayment penalty, there's nothing stopping a person from paying off their home early. You just have to be disciplined to do it. So the 30-year term allows more flexibility for what I'll call life events. And what are those life events? Why would you want the flexibility of a 30-year mortgage for the cash flow? Like I said, the interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is going to be higher compared to 15. However, the one thing that will not be fixed between a 15-year and a 30-year mortgage is life. And there's no way to tell what the future holds for any of us. Most of the time, a 30-year mortgage payment will be lower compared to a 15-year, and that allows that flexibility for things that come up. To some people, the difference might not be much, but to other people, it might be a significant amount that may make a difference if something were to happen. So think of all the life things that do come up and why you might need a little extra money. Things like job loss, rising healthcare costs, and the unknown are reason enough to have the flexibility of a 30-year mortgage. What if your mortgage payment was, for example, $2,000 a month on a 15-year term, and it was $1,500 a month on a 30-year? Would $500 a month make a difference if you lost your job? Wouldn't the extra $500 go a little farther rather than possibly depleting an entire emergency fund if there is one, if you have an emergency fund? For many people, the answer is yes. I would encourage anyone that is purchasing a home to have a good emergency fund established. The typical period, most financial experts will tell you, is 3 to 6 months of having an emergency, enough financed in an emergency fund. Yet the truth is that depending on a person's education, job experience, and the age of a person, 3 to 6 months may not be enough, even in a good economy, in an emergency fund. People that are older, it can often take much longer to find comparable employment following a job loss. Yes, age discrimination is real, and so it can take longer. So if you're older, 3 to 6 months emergency fund for a job loss may not be enough. You may need up to a year or more. Lower monthly mortgage payment on a 30-year loan, it certainly, when you take a look at it, it can make the difference for many people during a difficult time. Not only can filler jobs sometimes make ends meet during difficult times, but having a slightly lower mortgage payment can also make a big difference. The thing here is once a 15-year mortgage is established with a higher payment, you're probably going to have a challenging and not be likely to refinance to a lower one with a job loss. So if you lose your job and your mortgage payment is huge because it's on a 15-year schedule, you no longer have a job. Good luck going into the bank and telling them now you want to refinance to a 30-year because you can't afford the mortgage payment. It's likely not going to happen. That's another reason to have the 30-year. And I'll keep repeating this. As long as you get the 30-year with no prepayment penalty, you will pay slightly a little more interest. But with the no prepayment penalty, you can always pay it off early. But if you need that extra money for cash flow for whatever reason, it's there. Now, another thing with the 30-year mortgage, some people will argue that better returns might be possible on another investment rather than putting them into your home. This does have some merits, and it's especially true with relatively low mortgage rates. With rates around 4.54% at this time, it would not be too difficult to beat this over a 30-year period with the market's history. The average annual return for the S&P 500, it's been around 10% for the last 90 years. So you could certainly make a little more money. Another factor to consider is diminishing home value, which this can happen. What if you purchased a home in a nice area today and 10 years later, the neighborhood was less than desirable? What if home prices sink as they have in the past? And with a 15-year mortgage, if this were to happen, your money would be tied up in that home, resulting in a loss at the time you sell it. So that's another reason to do the 30-year mortgage. Now, another thing with the 30-year is it may afford a better home for some people. Now, depending on your mode of thinking, this might not be what you're imagining. And I certainly am not going to advocate this. It's not an endorsement to purchase the most lavish home possible. But the fact is, you should always buy the best option and below what you may be able to afford at the time. Just because a person qualifies for $1 million home doesn't mean they should purchase one. I always suggest buying less than you can afford. And it's not just for homes. It's in many cases with buying things. You live off less, you buy less, and you can save money. A 30-year mortgage may offer someone the possibility of purchasing a home that is the correct size for their family with a 30-year mortgage. If you have 6 children, buying a two-bedroom, one-bath home may not be the best choice because you can get it on a 15-year term. Also, a 30-year term may make a difference in purchasing a home in a better area. It may offer the convenience of a close school and a neighborhood better suited for children and their safety. So that's another argument for the 30-year mortgage is not necessarily you can buy the most lavish, expensive house, but you get into one that fits your family and you get into one that's in a safe neighborhood. And those are things to pay a little extra for, in my opinion. I don't think you can argue safety. So when does a 15-year mortgage make sense? Because they certainly do. Like I said at the beginning, they wouldn't be sold if they didn't fit into some situations. And a 15-year mortgage payment is what a lot of financial specialists promote. And my opinion is there's only a few circumstances where it might make the most sense. People that have a hard time managing money. If a person has a difficult time not spending money and saving, a 15-year home mortgage might be a good candidate. Now, I'm a firm believer that people can change with the right mindset, knowledge, and practice, but maybe not all people can change very quickly. The approach to have with a longer mortgage is to try and pay it off early. A person that doesn't have the discipline to try and obtain this goal of paying off a 30-year mortgage early should probably not take a 30-year mortgage term if they have the means to pay it off in 15 years. The right person for a 15-year mortgage would not only be a person that is bad at saving and managing money, but maybe it's one that has a stable income and a good emergency fund. If you're a person that saves well and has money set aside for cash flow for things that come up for life events, then a 15-year mortgage wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing because you could afford to swing it if something came up because you already have the cash flow. For people that have a hard time with money, a 15-year mortgage is a good option to build equity fast. And this can benefit someone that has a hard time saving. And this is granted that the home that they purchase appreciates in value. So someone that has a hard time saving money, and hopefully they do have some emergency money put aside, but to build equity fast, a 15-year mortgage would certainly do that. And if a home appreciates it, it's a good way for them to put away money so they don't spend it. If the value remains the same or goes up, a shorter mortgage can be a good decision for someone to put some money away. So what's the bottom line answer to a 15-year mortgage compared to 30 years? Although it's generally said a 15-year is better, that's what a number of financial professionals will tell you. It's not always the best choice, as many people would argue. It is not only the best decision, it is not only not the best decision, as many people would tell you. Not everyone comes from the same background or the same lifestyle, has the same income. So how can financial professionals sit there and say a 15-year mortgage is always the best selection? You simply can't do that because every situation is different. It's important to not only be realistic when it comes to purchasing a home, but also to make the smartest decision possible. And a 15-year is, it's just not right for everyone. Yes, there is a need to have 15-year payments on a home. However, life happens and it's unpredictable. So having the cash flow for a difference during challenging times with a 30-year mortgage can be a positive for many people. For me personally, there's a peace of mind for owning a home and paying it off. The interest rate on a 30-year mortgage may be slightly higher than 15 years. I understand that. But having that cash flow, it's like extra insurance, that little extra interest I pay, if you want to think of it that way. We all buy insurance on things. There's life insurance, car insurance, home insurance. A slightly higher interest rate for a lower monthly home payment ensures that it may be more affordable to stay living in my home if something comes up. It's just added, think of it as added homeowner's insurance. With my mortgage, there's no penalty for paying it off early. And if there is extra money, this can be put towards the payment each month. But if the amount needs to be lower at some point, it already is. So I just wanted to go through this information, just saying that there's nothing wrong with a 30-year mortgage payment. The key is just take the initiative to make extra payments when it does make sense. If you build up a good amount of money for job loss and emergency fund, then you can start making extra payments to your house if you so desire. For me, it, like I said, it's a personal choice. Owning a home, it just gives you a sense of security in a way, knowing that you don't have a mortgage payment every month. Certainly, there's still costs to living in your own home that you have to pay for. But once you pay off the mortgage payment and the cost it was to buy the house, then you just have the upkeep, utilities, insurance, things like that. So it does become less expensive, and it's just a peace of mind, so to speak. The next time someone says that a 15-year mortgage is always the best, there are some arguments to it. I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions on today's show. Please go to smartstartmoney.com and visit the contact page and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Join me on the next podcast as I cover the costs of owning a dog. If you're a current dog owner or thinking of buying one, tune into this show and some of the things on there may surprise you. There's a lot of hidden costs that many people don't realize.